The political crisis continues. I want to speak to our political editor, Ken Reid. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Ken, who's under the most pressure at the moment?
There's pressure everywhere, Frank. Peter Robinson met Theresa Villiers, the Secretary of State, last night at Hillsborough. And in effect, he has created a deadline. He's recalled the Assembly. The Assembly will meet at noon tomorrow. And at that stage, we'll find out what action he's going to take. Now, he has two basic demands. One is for a judicial public inquiry or review into what happened with the On the Runs. And secondly, he wants the 187 letters of comfort, as they're called, or some are saying it maybe even now 200, he wants those rescinded. So the Secretary of State today is under enormous pressure, and indeed the Prime Minister, because this is the British government's judgment call.
The Secretary of State meeting the Deputy First Minister shortly.
Yes, indeed. And here's the complication for Theresa Villiers. If she rescinds those letters, then the pressure would move from the DUP to Sinn Féin. So really, she's got a very, very difficult judgment call to make today. And I would expect the Prime Minister will be fully involved as well. Now, they have up until noon tomorrow. Last night, she also met David Ford, the Justice Minister, who was very angry that 38 of these letters had been sent out after powers had been devolved to his department, and he didn't know anything about it until last Friday. And David Ford said that he had received an apology from the Secretary of State. But really, the government has got a fine balancing act here because, in my judgment, Peter Robinson's not bluffing.
And if he's not bluffing and Martin McGuinness is put into a position, or Sinn Féin are put into a position where they've got to show that they're going to take action, there has to be a question mark hanging over the future of the current government.
Yes, I think probably in terms of the DUP Sinn Féin administration, this is really the most testing point. And things are going to come to a head by all accounts at 12 o'clock tomorrow in the Assembly. Now, Martin McGuinness did tweet, he didn't say anything to the camera yesterday, but he did tweet saying time for unionists to calm down. During the day, I just felt that really the mood within unionist politicians, if anything, it increased. So the pressures are this crisis, and I mean, I don't like using the word crisis because we had so many of them in the past, but I have no doubt this is one.
Is there any possibility that some unionist politicians are going to be embarrassed when minutes of meetings come to the fore and the minutiae of what was discussed at the policing board comes into the public domain with regards to those letters?
Perhaps, although I read the minutes myself, and it's quite technical, and you know, the number of letters sent and so forth, that's not in the minutes. But there's no doubt that the On the Runs issue did come up at that meeting, and they talked about the method of dealing with it. But what had actually happened did not emerge. I mean, some people say, well, the DUP must have known. Some will say not. I think that that's really semantics. I don't think that is actually going to take away from the big picture.
Peter Robinson, you say you believe he isn't bluffing, and if he doesn't get what he wants, if these letters aren't rescinded, what actually happens then? What's the process?
Well, we don't know. He's a number of options. He's got a bit of room for wriggle room. If you remember during his own family crisis a few years ago, he did step down as First Minister for a number of weeks, and Arlene Foster took on the role. That's a possibility, which would keep the executive going, although nothing happening, but it would allow room for perhaps some negotiation. He could just resign and leave it there, and then we'll be heading very quickly to an election to the Assembly. And I'm sure that during the course of the day they'll be exploring other options as well. In all these situations, history tells us there are various avenues that parties can take.
You don't want to overstate crisis, but there is a crisis of some sort at this present moment.
There is. As we talked this morning, Frank, there is. Now, that could dissipate during the day, whatever, but it occurs to me that the deadline, in effect, Peter Robinson has given the Secretary of State a deadline of noon tomorrow when the Assembly is recalled. to debate the issue. There will be a motion there, and then I would imagine that whatever Peter Robinson says at that time will be absolutely crucial to the future of the institutions.
Okay, Ken, thank you. Ken Reid on his way to the meeting, indeed, between the Secretary of State and the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness. Thank you, Ken, our political editor. Good morning to you. You're listening to U105.